Hello, everybody. This is Old Buck Dell on the Two Old Bucks, episode 167, and it's our last episode of 2023. Can you believe it? And who's with me?
I'm a true believer. I'll be Old Buck Dell. How's it going there, buddy?
You'll be Old Buck Dave.
I am Old Buck Dave. Did I say that I was you?
Yeah, you did.
See, I'm old.
Everybody knows you do both voices.
So. Oh, man.
So, yeah, last episode, Dave. How about that?
Last episode.
What a ride so far. We'll carry on.
It's been a good ride. Yeah. Speaking of rides, we just went to the Kennedy Space Center.
You just went to the Kennedy Space Center?
About 4 or 5 days ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. First time there. It was a really, really an interesting trip. Really, really a good day. Have you been there?
I have been there, and I'm going to ask you the question in a minute, but I have been there, and I would recommend anybody that gets a chance to go visit that, to do that. I was really fascinated. So if you've been there, my question to you is, you take that little bus ride to that other building? There was an odd building like.
Yes, we did. We opted for the bonus bus ride.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you were in a room and they didn't open any doors yet or nothing like that. Do you notice that? Is that how you did it? They dropped you off in front of the building and you were sort of standing in a little foyer. And then they opened the doors and you stepped inside. And what did you see?
Well, we saw an Atlas V rocket on its side.
That was a Saturn V rocket.
Excuse me, Saturn V rocket on its side. Oh, man.
Saturn V rocket. Could you believe that?
That was
the
just,
size of that thing.
It just goes on forever. Sitting on its side, you really get an appreciation for how big that thing was.
When you walk into that room, when I walked into that room, when I stood there, it was only a few steps. You know, it's the first thing you see was the bottom of that rocket with those engines.
Yeah.
And I said, what an amazing country that's able to build that.
In the 1960s.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking at all the little pipes and bolts and nuts and everything. And that was just the bottom of the rocket. Then you get into the building and you sort of the rockets in pieces and you kind of walk along. But that was amazing. I didn't get a chance to see the shuttle. You got to see the shuttle, didn't you?
I did not get to see. I got to see a piece of the shuttle. We had actually seen the shuttle in New York Harbor a couple of years back. Got to touch it, walk around it. Yeah, but we did get to visit the different launch areas, including the historic 39A, where all the moonshots and the earlier stuff went off, and 39B, of course, and all the different ones, the one that SpaceX is using now, and another one that Bezos and his crew are using. It was interesting, and the guide was really good. The tour lasted, I think, 2.5 hours, the bus tour thing.
What did you think when you passed that the actual building where they assemble those things?
The assembly building. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Something like the sixth largest one-story building in the world or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you think what country was able to build that?
Put something like that together.
That's
amazing. So how do you get the rocket out? You move the sides. You open the sides of the building.
It's a big door.
Gosh, and then that crawler that goes along at like a quarter mile an hour to take it the 5 miles to the launch station. That's amazing.
You know, I'm reliving that with you now because had you and I been there, I probably would have never stopped talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was totally amazed, but I was with my lovely wife. She's like, nice building.
Nice building.
And I'm trying to, look at the size of that. Look at the size of that. I see it's big. So what's the big deal?
Oh,
so,
yeah. It was pretty spectacular, I thought.
Yeah. And my recommendation is anybody that gets a chance to go by there and see that, take the kids by.
Yeah, and even at the main visitor center, there was one section
definitely.
on the future of space flight, and it had all the upcoming stuff. And one building, it was the history of space exploration, and it had, a lot of the capsules and uniforms and spacesuits and videos. It was great for a geek like me. It was wonderful.
And you were able to explain it to your wife, right? How excited you were about it.
She could tell. She could tell. She enjoyed it too. She enjoyed it too. Although she you know, we had one more thing to do. We had to go to, I wanted to see the historical building. And she said, I think I'm going to get a coffee. She says, you let me know how that goes. She was done. We'd had a lot of miles on us at that point.
Yeah, it kind of makes you want to like go into the gift shop and get the little squeeze rocket or memento or something.
Yeah.
Actually, my wife and my she decided to buy a little cap. I still have that little NASA cap that she got that day. So, well, there you go. We're still kids at heart when we see stuff that big, don't we, like that?
Oh yeah, that was great. I'd go back. I really would go back, and I'd go back with you, and we could have a real.
We've
real
never
geeky
seen.
buck experience.
Isn't it interesting how we could revert to something at our age to be amused? You know what I mean? We knew there was a rocket, but we never saw it close up. And to be so entertained at this stage of our life, at the 777 and thinking, wow, look at that. And you're going, gee, is that big? How did they make that or something?
Yeah.
That's always, actually, when that happens now for any reason, it's really enjoyable. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where we just are amazed at something we thought we knew or something, and you have this almost childlike experience. And it happened there when I saw that rocket. I just, my jaw dropped, and I would have talked to everybody and anybody at that point just to tell them how impressed I was. But those things don't happen very often. So glad for you too.
It was great. It was great. Highly recommend it to anybody. Give yourself at least a whole day there. We did like 6 hours because we had to be somewhere else later that evening. But it was terrific.
Hey Dave, this is our last episode.
Yes,
of the
it is
year.
Our last episode of the
year.
Yeah,
it just kind of occurred to me. I'd like to give a real shout out to all the authors, the new authors, and the people we met along the way in the writing realm and books and stuff like that area. I'd like to big shout out to them for joining us. It was a pleasure for us to meet people that actually wrote a book. I'm still amazed how difficult that is to do. And I want to thank you. Of course, we had a lot of fun together. We started on the premise of friendship, and our friendship has lasted decades and still going strong. And I want to give a big shout out to Vintage Vixen One.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she's just been a pleasure to have her on and actually get in contact with her.
We're going to have her back to co-host some episodes in 2024. We're just warning her now. So
she's a good listener, so she can prepare.
She'll know.
Yeah,
we're talking about her. Yeah,
and also, Dave, it was sad. We did lose a couple of friends. I lost an older gentleman who was a good friend of mine who knew me as a boy. And there's not very many people left that knew me as a boy. And I miss him. He passed away quietly. And then heard recently we lost another one of our classmates. And
just last week, yeah.
Yeah, when that happens, it's something like, what's that wood pile? What's they call that wood pile where you stack these blocks up or something? It's like pulling one of those sticks out of that wood pile, and it's always, each one makes the thing weaker and weaker.
A little bit smaller.
Jenga
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
What is it? So it's sad, and I guess that's the story of life. If we get a chance to do the last episode in 2024, we'll probably have perhaps someone else that didn't reach there with us. So just wanted to say thanks to everybody, and it's been a good time. What do you think?
I agree. It's been a great year. A lot of fun. Got to meet some new people, talk to some new people. People seem to like the interview episodes. They'd rather listen to other people than us talk. So there's a message there for us.
Well, we'll keep inviting people. You know, yeah. I know you try your level best to get someone to do that, and they're not always. Some are. I got to gather they're too professional. I mean, maybe they've already done CBS News or something, but we run into some interesting people. Captain Jim, I want to thank him too.
You know? Yeah, Captain Jim. Absolutely. That's been good. Hey, I want to mention one guy. You recall when we interviewed Paul Treguet and his wife Annie and Mary Meany? These are
people from
Saint-Omer, France.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got a report from Paul yesterday or the day before. Paul went to Ukraine. Okay. He actually went to Ukraine. These are the bullets from the little note he sent me. He said, it was an intense 8 days. We had six team members, and I believe at least four of those were British paratroopers. They had 8 days of travel, visited six cities to which they delivered supplies, including four generators, over 900 kilograms of supplies delivered, and 5,100 kilometers traveled. That's over 3,000 miles for the Americans. He said, thanks for the people we helped, priceless. For everything else, there's MasterCard. Now, I'm going to take his little MasterCard little joke there. You know, you can make a tax-deductible contribution through rememberus.org/ways to donate. This is a U.S. arm, Solidarite Ukraine. You can get a tax deduction for your donation. I'm going to put a link in the liner notes for that. So, and I hope that one of the paratroopers is a guest in 2024. See if Paul can swing that for us. He's done a lot to help us over the year, whether he knows it or not. Had some interesting episodes. And
speaking of him, I couldn't thank him enough, because I'm sort of vicariously wanting to do something. There's very little I can do, but here's a man who's actually doing something.
Yeah.
And we got a chance to talk to him, and you did meet him.
Yes.
So that's another plus for the old bucks.
That's a good point you make. A lot of us can, you know, we wring our hands and say, oh, geez, I wish I could do this, or I wish things were different, or I wish things were better. And, you know, here's a guy, and he's not the only one, but, you know, here's a guy who's doing something about it. He's letting his feet do the walking here, and he's making a difference. So hats off to Paul and Annie and Mary and all the other St. Omer people that have opened their homes and their community to 500 refugees. Yeah.
Well, that's old Buck Dell would say to anybody listening, one thing to wish you could, you know, things would be better. Or you wish you could do something different, and there's another thing to figure out a way to do it. And if you personally can't do it, I guess you could always support those who can.
There you go.
All the best to Paul.
All the best. All the best to the Ukrainians. That's most importantly. They need our help, folks. Talk to your senator. They need our help. Well, let's move on to 2023 in review. How's that sound?
Kind of getting a little nostalgic here thinking about things, but...
Well, I don't want you to choke up, but... Yeah. So I did this. This is a sad thing here. I manually went through every episode and logged the countries we had down logs in, and ranked the episodes based on number of listens and that sort of thing. And then 2 days later, I got an email from Buzzsprout, which is where we send the podcast to get passed out to the world, and they had done the same thing. So I guess the good news is our numbers agreed. So we in 2023 we had downloads from 56 countries. Isn't that amazing? 56 countries.
Yeah, and you sent all those people a dollar, didn't you?
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you recall our interview with Bridie Thielen Heidel?
Yes.
Okay, that was our number one downloaded episode for 2023. And it is now our number one overall downloaded episode since day one. So she is edged past Judge Clarence Jones, from who was our number one downloaded episode in 2022. So had a great story to tell us, you know, a very, very human story. And she's out there doing it. Her book's going to come out in this fall of 2024. So best to Bridie.
Yeah, we were very happy to be a small part of that. So
yeah. And then number two episode was our interview with Phoenix, the Ukrainian doctor, who had been wounded and was recovering from his wounds and was getting ready to go back out to the front lines. That was a very touching episode. That's the episode that's had the downloads from the most countries. And I didn't write down how many countries it were, but it was incredible. It was countries all over the world were downloading that episode.
That was a very touching.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one because, you know, he talked about friends dying and
he was recuperating from just
and he was recuperating from
being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It was quite a guy. There's a real hero right there, Phoenix. For number three, we go back to Lake Tahoe. Tahoe Tuji. Who can forget Tahoe Tuji, the bear whisperer? he got a lot of good comments. This was the fellow that deals with urban bears.
By not killing them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He gets them out of people's houses and teaches them the things they have to do. And because he's a naturalist, he spends a lot of time in the woods observing the bear behaviors. And so he was a real interesting character. I really enjoyed every minute of that interview. And number four is going back to Saint-Omer. This is the interview with Mary Meany and Annie Treguet and Paul, to an extent, talking about Saint-Omer and the Ukrainian women that the women and children that the town put up, over 500 people. So that was another really, really meaningful episode for me. I thought, yeah, this boy, if we can tell people about this and get a couple people to donate to the cause or causes, supporting Ukraine, supporting the immigrants, that'd be great. And number five was, you recall, Frank Young talking about his year spent in India, sophomore year in college, 47 aerograms. That was also a fun episode to have. And we learned a lot about Frank, a lot about India. And he came back later and told us a little bit about his career in the Foreign Service. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Frank was very articulate somebody too. I enjoyed. Yeah. I could have talked to him a lot. He's covered a lot of territory.
A lot of territory.
That man
yeah.
has seen a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And so. Looking at countries, we had the second highest downloads after the U.S., of course, was Germany. Germany came in second place in this year. So I think for next year, when we say what's new, I'm going to have to say Was gibt's Neues for the German listeners. And
yeah.
Yeah. And of course, third was Canada, our neighbors to the north. I think they were number, oh no, I'm not sure about 2022. I can't recall now. But so Canada came in number three. Those are the top three, and we appreciate all of them.
Well, so we you know, now? I'm, The old bucks, like I said, this all started about friendship. You asked me if I wanted to do a podcast, and I asked you what was a podcast.
I do remember that.
And we encouraged people to make that call to an old friend, touch base with people who are still around, who, you know, if you haven't talked to them in a long time, everybody had good friends when they were young, and I still encourage people to do that. There's just fewer people for me to call now. I can tell you that.
Absolutely. And also, if anybody's got interesting things to tell us or questions that you have for us, you at the bottom of the show notes, you'll be able to see how to get us, thebuckstooold@gmail.com, or you can use the voicemail option, and we will play your voicemail if it's interesting enough. So there's the challenge for everybody. The other thing I would say is happy holidays to everybody. I hope you had a good 2023 and having an even better 2024.
Well, I'd like to wish everybody, of course, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, that. No drama and no trauma is what I like to say.
I like it.
That you just stay cool and calm and enjoy the ebbs and flow of the season, and hopefully nobody trips and falls or cuts their finger or something else that requires them to disrupt from their program. So, I wish everybody all the best. So,
all the
what
best.
What do you think, Dave? We want to say thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
Yeah. And this is Old Buck Dell saying we'll talk to you next year.
This is Old Buck Dave saying Happy New Year, and we will talk to you soon, folks. Bye-bye.